Let's talk first a little bit about the big win for Indiana's ag industry following the conclusion of the 2017 legislative session here in Indiana.
I would say the big win is the road funding deal. We went into session with the goal, long-term sustainable road funding, and that was achieved. There is definitely a lot of new money, about $300 million average over the next 7 years going to local government, so for local roads and bridges, over $6 billion over the next 7 years in state and local road funding. And so that's an influx of cash that was really needed because we needed to fix our roads, improve our bridges, replace old bridges that are not sufficient or functionally obsolete.
Can we talk a little bit about the this obviously was a top priority for Farm Bureau this year. What makes this legislation and this such a good fix and the way it's funded and how it kind of seems that there's a lot of things coming together to make sure this works?
First of all, it's historic in nature. It's the biggest infrastructure investment in state history. And in order to do something of that scale, you definitely have to find ways to raise the revenue. And, you know, fortunately, I think people, individuals generally, don't want to pay more taxes. I think people understand here. And I think the General Assembly did a really good job of trying to find balance and compromise and making things proportional as they move forward on these user fee increases. What was critical to a lot of people was the shift in the sales tax on gasoline to road funding, and that's going to take place over time, but it should be able to be absorbed just by the natural growth in revenue coming into the state. And so I think that was a really positive first step, and that was where, the big difference was between the House and the Senate. The raising the fuel taxes by 10 cents, everyone was in agreement on that. That number's been out there for a while, and that was just needed in order just to catch up with inflation because it's been a long time since fuel taxes were increased. Everybody's going to pay a little more on their vehicles, $15 on passenger vehicles, $50 on a hybrid, $150 on an electric vehicle. And then with trucks, especially farm-plated trucks, there's going to be an increase at the 26,000 to 36,000-pound trucks. You're looking at $36 increase annually in the registration fees and a 78,000-pound semi, you're looking at a $168 annual increase. So I think overall, when you look at those, it's a pretty good balance.
Justin, this is a long session. In addition to funding for roads and bridges, any other good news for agriculture and the ag sector coming out of the two-year budget?
Yeah, the budget turned out pretty well. There were a few things we wanted that we didn't get, but, we'll go continue to work on those. I think the first thing I'll point out is the resources for Purdue University with the Agricultural and Biological Engineering Building. Purdue is a premier program in the world, and the program is strung out all over campus. So there is $69 million worth of bonding authority, so Purdue can get that building built. There's also some additional money for education. We went into session looking for more equitable formula for K-12 education just because, rural and small communities are at such a disadvantage in trying to provide resources for students. I think there's still some work to be done, but, they're not in the budget, but a related bill does provide some flexibility for school corporations to determine how to allocate and manage their resources. And so we think that's positive. Going back to the budget, there is additional money for the state fair. We think that's important to be able to continue to showcase Indiana agriculture and all the good that Indiana has to offer. Indiana Grown got $250,000 a year. This is a program that was created a couple of years ago, had a lot of success, but there was no money dedicated to it. And we really felt like it's to the point where with additional influx of cash to increase the marketing opportunities, that there's real growth potential here for Indiana farmers who are selling their own branded products into stores, into farm markets, and really increase their market share. On the natural resources side, there was money in there for the Kankakee River Basin Commission, the Maumee River Basin Commission. They maintained $200,000 a year for DNR for a well monitoring network, and that's just a look at the water resource level, and that was something that we were able to get accomplished in the budget 2 years ago. And so to see that maintained is really positive. There's been a lot of farmers partner with the Department of Natural Resources on those wells. And so we think, just it's good to have that sort of information as we move forward.
And just to wrap up, Justin, any other key bills for agriculture in this session?
Yeah, I think one that's it's going to have a lot of impact, or it could have a lot of impact. You hope you never have to use it, but it's the improvements to the grain buyers and warehouse licensing laws and the grain indemnity fund. So they did extend the period of coverage for 15 months after delivery of grain. It was currently 12 months. Also, it clarified that sales of grain to any Indiana licensed facility is covered. So if I'm selling to a grain elevator in Indiana, but they have me deliver out of state, there was some question that, maybe that delivery wasn't covered in the event of a failure, but now it clearly is. And so we don't rely upon that very often, but when there is a failure, it's good to know that there is that insurance policy back there to protect farmers. I think one of the other big ones is broadband. We went into session hoping that we could come out with a framework on how to provide broadband to rural areas. We didn't quite get there, but through House and Rural 1626, we're looking at a summer study committee to look at the factors that are limiting broadband into rural areas, and I really feel like we can come out of that study with a comprehensive strategy for moving forward, and hopefully the General Assembly can address that over the next couple of years.
We've had the weekend to kind of take it all in. When does work and priorities for Indiana Farm Bureau for the next legislative session next year begin?
Well, now we're still really assessing the end of session here and see what what didn't make the final cut, and so we'll start looking at that. Over the next few months, we will continue to work with our members to put information out, and this fall, after our delegate session, we will essentially work with our board of directors and come up with the priorities of what we want to see happen in the legislative session in 2018.